You were right in the middle of it, eh?
I've never had a connected story about the Battle of Sherzy. Could you tell me about it?
I was only attached to that company, and there was not many left. And when I was wounded, Major Venue was giving me orders. And I was on the shell hole, on the side of the shell hole, and the first thing, I got hit by the back, and I think the bayonet was just past, it was close as that of him. And he said, well, he said, you're all right. He said, you've got a good wound. He said, you'll make England. And he gave me the instructions saying, be careful, he said, for the German barrage and so on. Wait a while, and after that, get up. And he went away, and I learned that about 75 yards further down, he lost his leg. Mm.
Mm-hmm. When was that then?
In February, in August 1918. I think it was the 27th of August, something about it. 27.
Mm-hmm. You were quite an experienced soldier by then, eh?
I don't think so.
No?
Your luck.
Oh, it's just luck, eh?
You know, you have to take it this way. The way I take it, you have a destiny in this world. And you get to fulfill your destiny. If you get to be killed, I got a friend that did quite a while of months of trenches, I think 22 months without a scratch. He came up on leave. We met in Brighton. We went to have a bottle of beer, left him, went out on the street, he got hit by a car, and 2 days after he was dead. And the poor lad had 22 months without a scratch. So it just show you get a destiny. When your time is up, mm-hmm. no matter where you go, you'll have it.
So you went into the war without any fear at all then, eh?
Well, if I get to be killed, I'll be killed.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't ever afraid?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you're afraid. That's not a man that's not afraid. One day, a shell will bust in front of you. You'll laugh at that shell because you're nervous. Arrest and everything. Some of the day, the shell might be a couple of miles away from you. There's no danger in there. Your nerves leave you completely.
Yeah, but if it's just a matter of destiny, that seems to me that it wouldn't matter what was happening.
But it don't matter what happens. Sometimes your nerve and bone start to shake against yourself, you know. You can define that all the time, but there's a way you have to look at it that when your time come up, you have to take it. But there, sometimes, you don't care to die, and you don't want to die.